clergy, and Bishop Chad and Bishop Jacob. And there were our three great African bishops up on the stage, all kind of being interviewed. And they made some very, very good, serious points that were deeply actually profound. There were some unexpected moments of delightful humour. So I'm going to have a go at relaying some of that to you to introduce the verse I want to reflect on with you this evening, which is Proverbs 11, verse 30. No need to look it up. But anyway, they were asked which Christian or which person they most revered or respected in their Christian lives. And there were various eminent sort of people mentioned. And one of them said, my wife. And diplomatically, this was felt to be a really good thing. And there was a ripple of laughter. There was a couple of other really quite deep and profound questions that came along. And they answered those with eminent personalities and so on. And then the next question, and in which person do you fear the most? And you guessed it, one of the other bishops said, my wife. Do give our love and greetings to your wife and your family back home. But Proverbs 11, verse 30 says, he who wins souls is wise. Wisdom is one of those great attributes we all should seek after, and in the Hebrew scriptures it's in the feminine. Wisdom literature in the Bible and wisdom in Proverbs is always in the feminine. Let us make man in our own image, male and female he created them. We all kind of need each other in marriage, husband and wife, and it's curious that the wisdom literature is actually in the feminine. But there we are. That's all I want to say, really. If you're winning souls for God, you're wise. And I guess there is an element of conversion. You want people to become Christians. But actually, it's not just heart, soul, mind and strength. It's our whole being. If you're influencing people for God and for good, you're wise. So if you're married here and you're the bloke and the husband, you'll know how wise it is to listen to your wife. And we all here need to know that the Bible says true wisdom is about helping other people to find God. Of course, we need to know him ourselves in order to allow other people to find him too. Proverbs 11, verse 30. He who wins souls is wise. Amen. Is that all right? Is that the sort of thing a vicar should say on a Friday evening? Oh, wise one. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mark.
It's from Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 34. You can find them on page 1061, 1062 of the Pew Bibles. It's called On the Road to Emmaus. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem? And do not know the things that have happened here, there, in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but they didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said. But him they did not see. He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, For it is nearly evening, the day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scripture to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem, where they found the 11 and those with them assembled together, and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
That was breakneck reading, if ever I've heard it. So well done. Marvellous. So I'm now going to invite Devon up, or you can stay there, your choice. You may want to stay there where the mic is your height.
Oh, I don't mind.
In Africa, we say, Bwana asifiwe. Bwana asifiwe. In Kondoa. Good. Again, Bwana asifiwe. Bwana asifiwe. Good, good, good. It means praise the Lord. It is delight in my heart once again to stand before you this evening and to come to have fellowship with you. And Mark has spoken a very powerful word. It was really few minutes and only one statement, but if you think it has a big impact in our lives, if we work to win souls for Jesus. I bring you greetings from your brothers and sisters in Kondoa. All of them, they know today we are here. They pray for you, especially the Cathedral of Good Shepherd. Even today they had a good meeting discussing the event which is ahead of us on the 14th. So we were able to talk on the WhatsApp. And so nowadays WhatsApp is something good, and they are really excited with the coming day of 14th. This week, before I can continue to say, for me, I was reading, you read a good text, the story of Jesus, the Emmaus revelation Jesus to reveal to his disciples. But also this week, I was reading a story which I was relating with you. You recall this week we have been reading the radical following Jesus. Read last Sunday, I think, whereby Jesus denied himself and follow me. But then today I was reading the following when Jesus was transfiguration. And the story of transfiguration also, I read it today because I know next on Sunday there's also the following, the lesson for today, and the Sunday is the following chapter. And I had to think with an mission eye that text. The story of Jesus. Jesus went to the mountain with James, Peter, and John. And these were related, closely friends of Jesus. Special people. And in fact, maybe they are the one whom, when you read the following text, they are arguing who should be the prime minister, who should be the president. When Jesus goes to Jerusalem and conquers the Romans and becomes the king of the Jews. But Jesus is taking them to the mountain. And he changed his faces. And they were all radically transformed. And the radiant glory of God on the mountain was there. To the point that Peter is suggesting that now this is a beautiful place. This is a wonderful place. We should stay here. Just stay here. We should not go to the conflict world. They are in the mountain. And then, being there, Peter, seeing Jesus has really changed as Moses and Elijah when they were in the mountain. If you go in the mountain, you see the world down. Those who have gone to Mount Kilimanjaro, I know some, maybe Peter has been to Mount Kilimanjaro. If you go on the top of Mount Kilimanjaro, you see down the world. You see the beautiful world, but you don't want to move there. You want to stay there. It's the same with Peter and John and James. They have Jesus. They are in a very beautiful place. God's presence is full there. They are praising. They have left the world. Now they are in a very good place. You see what Peter brings the idea? He brings the idea that here is the place where we should stay. No need to go to the world. We need to stay here. Why? Do you know why? Because of the glorious presence of God. Glorious experience which he has seen. He doesn't want to go to the world where there is a conflicts, all sorts of issues, all sorts of evil. He wants to be there. A nice place, a good place. He doesn't want to go to the world. But you see, after that, the voice comes, and the Moses and Elijah, they disappear, and he remained Jesus alone. And you know what Jesus is saying? We should go to the world. We should not stay here. Yes, here is a beautiful place. Here is a glorious life. Here there's no problem. Here no one is accusing us. Here no one wants to destroy our life. Here no one wants to kill us. It's a good place, a safe place. But you know why? They have to go to the world. They need to leave the glorious presence of God. They need to leave that place and go to the world. And in the world, they need to go because they needed to go to the world to be ambassador of Jesus. They need to go to the world so that they can transform the world. That experience which they have seen, the presence of God, need also to go to the world. And I was thinking that when I was reading today this passage from Mark chapter 9, I was relating with you guys when you come to Kondoa. You leave your beautiful world here, amazing. Here you don't have any trouble, you just come to the church, you praise God, you sing, you go to your comfort houses, good houses. But most of you have left this glorious life, you have come to Kondoa. You have come to the world, actually. And that is what really Jesus is intending. You know, for Peter doesn't want to go to the conflict. He doesn't want to go to the evil world. He doesn't want to go to the world which is really not good. He wants to enjoy there. He wants to stay there on the mountain, a good place. But you know, they have to go down. They need to leave the beautiful place where they are experienced. They need to go down. Go down. They see the world. They need to go down to the world. And because of that, I was relating the text. I just today thought of that way. And I have thinking how the people of St. Paul and St. Peter and St. Paul have really taken step of living their good life here, their glorious life here, where they don't need to go to the world, but they have come to the world because they realize that they need to be part of the world. They need to transform the world. It is only when they left And it was not an easy task, because when they come down, Jesus is heading to Jerusalem to be killed. If you read that text, you read that passage, it is from the mountain. They come down. He's starting to tell them a dramatic story that the Son of Man is going to Jerusalem to be. That is the mission. It is the cost of the mission. Jesus is not afraid, and they want them to experience that. We are going to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be beaten, will be rejected, but they have to go to the world. The world will not be transformed unless they go to the world. And I want to thank you so much, the people of this parish, who have taken the commitment to come to the world of Kondoa so that they can be part of the transformation which is taking place there. We are doing fine in Kondoa now through your support. I know you are using many energy sacrificially. You are giving yourself, really following Jesus' example. You deny yourself. You have sacrificially taken time. You have given your time. You have given your strength. You use many energy, many skills. Your mind, love God with all your minds, with all your strengths, but you have given sacrificially to transform our diocese. When I started 5 years ago to serve in the Diocese of Kondoa, you could not imagine it would the way it is today, and you have made that a possibility. So I stand here to thank you so much. We have completed building the school, and we are planning next year when the young people come to Kondoa is the day when we baptize officially the name. On 14, we are opening the school. But when the young people come next year, we have organized, it will be a baptizing to baptize the name of the school. Officially, it will be known as St. Peter and St. Paul Academy. So that's why this time we call St. Peter and St. Paul Academy, but it is not official. But we have a special day to baptize the school. We'll be baptizing the school when the young people comes next year. And everybody knows that this time we are not going to baptize the school, but we baptize the school when the young people comes in next year. But this year, the school is completed, and it is really beautiful. One of the beautiful school. And you see, our partnership, I was thinking that in the past, mission was really done with some interest people. It was not the whole church. It was CMS. Those who, the Great Awakening, you remember, they formed the CMS, Church Mission Society, and they came to Central Tanganyika, and it was more few people. But our partnership with St. Peter and St. Paul, it is my belief that it has not taken only few people, but it has been really involving the whole church, which is really powerful message, that the church, through this partnership, the whole St. Peter and St. Paul have been involving in the work of transforming our diocese. And we want to thank God for bringing St. Peter and St. Paul into our lives. It is a beautiful school, and I'll pass on for you to see. It is really one of the best schools, and you have made that possible. And as I have been saying, the school will be a bridge. It will be a bridge of, call it reconciliation, call it evangelism, call it any, because we are going to admit all students without any discrimination. And I tell you the truth. The application today we have for St. Peter and St. Paul Academy, most of the students are Muslim than the Christian. That is amazing. The Muslims are the ones who have brought application because they don't know even the system. For them, they want just to bring their kids. And you have made this possibility. So it will be a bridge also of peace building. When we bring Muslim and Christian young people and Muslim young people, they study together, it is my belief they'll form a long life friendship. Even today for us, I remember we studied in 1983. I went to study with someone and we still have friendship since 1983. So you can see how the school will be a really a bridge of bringing friendship between the faith community. Rather than living in hatred, they'll live in love. And for us, as a nation, we are building a nation of peace through this ministry of St. Peter and St. Paul. And I can say the project which St. Peter and St. Paul have taken in Kondoa is the biggest project, I think, than all the projects in the three links. Because they know Mpwapwa, the Queen Esther, which they are building, I know it is not beautiful as St. Peter and St. Paul Academy. I have been there. So, and the project has been done with one church. One church. So, I came here to thank you for enabling us to do mission in Kondoa. For enabling us to bring the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you transform the life of the young people, that alone is good news. It's good news because the gospel, the church has been always the tool for community transformation. Lead history, even especially in Africa, during the 18th century and 19th century, when the missionary in this country came to Tanzania, established all the schools in the country. Today, most politicians are the children of the pastors. But Kondoa, because it was not evangelized by the early missionary, you find anybody in Kondoa who owns a degree. You cannot find. That's why we don't have indigenous who can work even in the government, because education in the past, it was the church's role. The church was the tool for community development in health services, in education services. It was the church. And any place where the church did in the past, it is a struggle to these days. St. Peter and St. Paul Academy will provide the opportunity also for civil servants to accept to come to Kondoa to serve the community. Because most, as I told you when I came, for us in Kondoa it has been very difficult even to get doctors, teachers, and others. Why? Because the teachers and the doctors and other civil worker servants, when they are assigned to come to Kondoa, their first question is, where my children will study? And because we don't have good school for civil servant people to bring their children, most of them quit to come to Kondoa. And therefore today, by building St. Peter and St. Paul Academy, we are enabling the nation. Even there, I was speaking with the district commissioner, husband, saying, now I'll stay with my wife. He was telling me, now I'll stay with my wife, because our district commissioner, he's a lady, but her husband couldn't come to Kondoa because he had to stay in Dodoma so that the kids can attend school. Now he was telling me, Bishop, now because of this school, I'll stay with my wife because I know my children will come to start to this school. So not only you are providing mission for the Christian church, but also you are changing the whole community in Kondoa by enabling people to come to Kondoa so that I believe now doctors can come because they know a good school is there for their children. I know good teacher can come because they know now their children have a place to study. Lawyers will come because they know their children will have a place to study. Nurses will come because they know their children have a place to study. Everybody will be willing to come to Kondoa to serve the community because they know their kids have a good place to study. So thank you so much for making, I know you have worked very hard, and I'll pass on the good school so that you can see our beautiful school, and you will enjoy looking into it. It's a good school, I can tell you. Those who have been there can tell you. It's a good school, very good school. Not like yours, but also in our standard, it's a beautiful school. Maybe not like your school here in the UK, but for us, it's really a very good school, as you can see. Let me find it and I can show you.